I'm sorry, are you sure this is the podcast you were looking for? Really? Okay then. Welcome to the Pixels and Dice podcast. Every week, our sad little team discusses gaming in various forms, make stupid wisecracks, and generally embarrass themselves quite well with their so-called expert opinions. Remember, you did this to yourself.
Hey everybody, welcome back. I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
And hey, it's October.
Yes.
Which means, I'm getting all in the Halloween mood.
You have a thing for pumpkins, don't you?
I do.
Always with the Cyclops pumpkin. I wonder why that is.
Right. How can you tell? The hole's so small. Anyway. No, I'm getting really, really hyped for Halloween, so yeah, that's what's going on in my world. How about yours?
Well, after a couple of years of scrimping and saving, I was able to build a new computer.
Cool. Hey, why don't you tell us the specs on that bad boy?
I don't have a list of specs in front of me. It's a top-end computer.
Okay.
Let's just put it that way.
All righty, cool.
I wasn't expecting that question, so I don't have it in front of me.
I don't want to spend 20
minutes digging it up.
I'm just sitting here thinking, geez, would he be proud to talk about his, you know, processor and his video card?
Well, it's an 8th generation i7
processor. Same thing in my laptop. That's awesome.
And pretty much everything is the best I could get.
Yeah.
The only thing I didn't go hog wild on was the RAM. It's got 32 gigs of RAM, and it's capable of having 64.
Nice. 32
is
still...
I didn't have any more money, though.
32 is more than most people use. The average badass gamer machine has 16, so 32 is plenty.
No, actually... I did drop down to 16 because that way I was able to get the monitor.
Ah.
That's right. I was going to do 32. It's at 16 right now of DDR4.
Cool.
Actually, according to the guy I was talking to, everything, all the new stuff only used DDR4. So
yeah,
I guess that's kind of obvious.
DDR3 is pretty slow in comparison, so...
Oh, yeah. And Skyrim looks amazing on ultra high.
Nice. That's the thing, though, is that, you know, it's great to have a high-end system. And people go, oh, you get to play the newest games, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, I just like to be able to see my old favorite MMOs cranked all the way up and looking gorgeous. It's like you're playing a brand new game again.
Well... part of the problem was my other computer was 6 years old.
Yeah, that's
and
really old.
I could play Guild Wars 2 with almost everything maxed out. It's just when the, like in World versus World or in some of those big events where there was hundreds of players and everybody's doing the pixelated effects.
Yes.
Things started to bog down.
Oh, I bet so.
And I was complaining because I was down to like 20 frames per second. Mm-hmm. Almost everybody else is bitching because they're down to like, you know, a single digit numbers. So I didn't feel too bad about it, but now I'm, you know, running 60, 70 frames per second. And Kelly's using my other computer, my 6 year old computer. And it's like a new computer for her because she's dumping everything and then reloading all new on it. So,
well, that's awesome.
Oh yeah. Well, this one has the SSD is a terabyte.
Nice.
So I'm pretty thrilled about that.
Yeah. Okay. So, speaking of computers that can run the newest and baddest games, Devil May Cry 5 is coming.
Don't care.
Yeah, I normally I wouldn't care either.
I mean, I liked
the original.
Yeah, I played the original. I have the original.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like they went off the rails after that. You know, it was everybody saying, oh, the first one way too hard, oh, blah, blah, blah. So they made the next one like kindergarten easy. And then they went the, you know, completely different direction again with the next one. And it was just, you know, isn't there any kind of middle ground? And I mean, it was just, ugh. I lost interest in that game a long damn time ago.
Now, it's possible, though, that Devil May Cry 5 is finding that middle ground. It sounds like they're going to be tough. But hey, for a single-player game, it's going to have microtransactions. You're going to be able to buy skill.
Well, apparently, the people in charge didn't pay attention to the kerfuffle that happened with the last time a single-player game. Wasn't it Shadow of Mordor?
Shadow of War.
Shadow of War, okay.
Yeah, the follow-up to Shadow of Mordor.
You know, don't they pay attention to the mistakes made by their competitors? You'd think that would be, like, one of their biggest jobs would be, hey, they fell on their sword because of that, and it seriously affected their bottom line. Let's not do that.
There is that.
And it's called common sense.
You would think that they would have, and I thought that the gaming companies would go, hey, you know what, let single player games, let's just leave the microtransactions out of them. Apparently, even though Warner Brothers backtracked and took the microtransactions out of Shadow of War, and they reworked the game so that you didn't need those microtransactions to actually play the game, and they made it a lot less grindy, and apparently it's a much better game now. They did that after they had made the majority of the money they were gonna make off of it, so that then they could make more sales. Could they have been falling on their sword and going, yeah, we screwed up, we fucked up, we're going to fix it, and yeah, so hopefully you guys will come and buy our game now. That's possible. Or it could have been, hey, yeah, microtransaction sales have really dropped off. I bet we could drag some more money out of this if we just reversed course and sold the game the way it should have been, without the microtransactions, and fixed so that it's fun. You'd look at it either way.
Well, true.
So it's possible that after that happened, Capcom, I think that's who's making Devil May Cry 5, went, we choose to follow the latter response. Although I doubt that they will actually remove the microtransactions at some point. They're just going to stick with it. Because, let's be honest, do you look forward to Devil May Cry games?
No.
Do you know anyone else who looks forward to any game from that series?
Only one person, and if he gets screwed over, excellent.
Well, I mean, it's not something that he absolutely, oh god, I'm going to buy that right way.
Oh no, he's too busy buying crack.
Well, okay. Fine.
Sorry, right. I'm still bitter.
I get the mindset. But the point is, and I know who you're talking about now, but the point is, look, it's a CD. You can live without it. And you can replace most of those games. Anyway,
and
point
it's
is.
It's not the games. It's the trust.
It's the principle of the thing. I know. He robbed you. I get it. He stole stuff from me, too. Regardless. And my brain went completely blank. I had something I was going to talk about. We started talking about him.
Yes.
See, he still messes with our lives.
Oh, no. I'm letting it go as best I can.
Okay.
So, what were you going to say?
I'm trying to think.
Come on, hurry it up.
Yeah. It's We're live. Anyway.
Yes, I know.
Point.
Fuck it. Do it live.
I just don't see this working. I mean, no, the Shadow of series, you know, the Mordor, then War, wasn't exactly established, but they had a huge hit in Shadow of Mordor.
Right.
And people were very excited about that. So when they when Warner Brothers followed up with Shadow of War, yes, it was not an established franchise. It was, though, following up on a really big hit. It had a lot of buzz behind it. So when they jumped in with those microtransactions, people were still willing to give it a shot. And they spent a lot of money on it. And then spent a lot of money on microtransactions, because you kind of had to. And then they, when they reverse their course, most likely Shadow of whatever the heck is next, because you know they're going to do another one, won't have the microtransactions, but maybe it'll have something else. Maybe it'll be one of those periodic games where you pay $30, then another $30 for the next installment, and on until you end up paying like $150 for the full game. Maybe something like that. I don't know. And I'm not trying to give them ideas. But they're still going to find a way to get extra monetization out of their players. The microtransactions just seem to be off the table. But with a series like Devil May Cry 5, we played the original. You played the second one. I think I picked up one for the PlayStation 2. Maybe Devil May Cry 3? I don't remember. I'm pretty sure I have one for PlayStation 2. But I can't even remember it. I remember seeing a review of Devil May Cry 4 and thinking, that looks stupid. And I have no interest at all in Pretty Boy with no hand, with, you know, mechanical hand, their new remake of Dante for the fifth one. So microtransactions or not, they weren't getting my money, because it just looks dumb and not enjoyable. So now you're going to make it grindy too?
The problem is most of these companies are hell-bent on continuing to beat a dead horse, because it made them money once, so they're going to keep trying to crank out a new version and a new version and a new version.
Mm-hmm. Or they see, hey, this other company got away with it. We can do that too. They made all the money. Now we're going to make all the money.
If they would just put the creative minds behind a new project.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're taking a risk that project is going to flop, but throwing out, you know, the fifth edition of a game that people are pretty much sick of.
Yeah.
That's not a really good vehicle to be putting your, you know, company's name into. You know, you know it's not going to have the fan base that it used to.
Nope.
So you have to use things like microtransactions to make up that difference.
Yeah, perhaps.
If you just start, you know, working on new games, something different, maybe you'd have yourself another huge hit, and you could burn that a few more times, you know, cranking out number two, number three, number four, sure, before people get sick to death of that.
That's a thought, but hey, hold on. We're talking about Capcom here.
Well, they haven't run with almost any manufacturer.
DMC has not been dragged through the mud and run into the ground completely yet. Like, you know,
Mega Man 11? Yeah, that's coming out.
Capcom isn't about new stuff as a general rule. They may put out the occasional new product, but for the most part, it's, hey, we have these titles. We belong to them. Monetize them by any means possible.
hey, we were really big in the 90s. Remember us?
Yeah. Meanwhile, companies like Sega go, hey, people like our retro games. We'll put them online and basically let people buy them for virtually, you know, nothing. And enjoy the games. No, they're app-based on your phone or tablet. It's no monetization, in-app purchases. Just buy it, play the game.
Mm-hmm.
For a couple bucks. Play your Sonic, play whatever. That's how you take an old franchise and run it again. Now, if they wanted to make recently they made a new version of Sonic. You know, it was basically a conglomeration of Sonic projects put together, but it got put out there, and it was very popular.
Mm-hmm.
Look at what was done with the remaster of Banjo-Kazooie. Very freaking popular. That is how you bring your old things back while you still put out, Horizon Zero Dawn. New franchises, new products, stuff that people will be excited about and going, yes, here, take my money. And then, shock of shocks, you don't have to put microtransactions into things. Microtransactions belong on two types of products. One, shitty little mobile games. And two, free-to-play games. Because they're not charging you AAA prices. But they have to make money somehow, so here, have some, here's some in-app purchases or in-game purchases. That's it. That's all. Period. Not in a brand new AAA product. Excuse my talk some. I gotta eat some pizza and calm down.
Well, I don't know. I've never been a fan of in-game purchases unless they were for, cosmetic purposes, minor buffs, that sort of thing, not game breaking or completely destroying, competitive PvP or anything of that nature. So, if you're going to sell cosmetics, you should follow the way Fashion Wars is doing it. I mean, Guild Wars 2, they've got, it's like every week it seems like there's a new skin for just looking different than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And almost all the stuff that they put out is you can dye it. So, yeah, this person might have the Jungle Explorer outfit, and this person might have it, but the colors they're using make them look totally different.
Right. Yeah, Rift does something similar with their cosmetics. So put out here's a new set, and most of the time those sets can be dyed, multiple different ways of doing them, and they sell slots for cosmetic outfits. They'll sell all different manner of stuff. So you can just, have it on there and go, hey, I want to change my clothes. Bam, switch into that. Or bam, switch into this. Whatever. You have them, mm-hmm. Those are presets. Or you can not buy those slots and here, just put the cosmetics on and bam, just on your standard. In your one cosmetic slot that comes with. That's fine. I don't have a problem with in-game purchases. I really don't. As a general rule, but when it comes to buying skill, making the game's going to be grindy, apparently, and hard, because apparently you're going to be able to buy ways to make the game easier, buy ways to avoid some of the difficulties or grind that might come around.
Well, of course they are.
Well, yeah, they'll say, we're just player choice. We're just giving players the option. They don't have to do it. But in the end, it's a single-player game. You're not competing with anyone else, so it's not a big deal. You could buy all the stuff to make yourself powerful all you want. Or you're deliberately making characters weaker or making the game harder to try and push them psychologically into spending additional money that, oh, by the way, if you're paying, you know, full price for a single-player or multiplayer game, I don't care. You're paying full price for a game, you shouldn't have to pay even more to be able to enjoy the game. It's not that hard. Where I think it's acceptable is like with Lord of the Rings Online. I spend money with them like crazy.
Oh, yeah.
I have a lifetime subscription with them. And I still, every month or so, even though I get my 500 LOTRO points every month because I'm a lifetime subscriber, I still will spend additional money every month or so to get more LOTRO points so that I can buy Mithril coins. Because Mithril coins are a currency you use to, hey, you're out here in the wilderness and you're done with your quest. You can either run back to town to turn it in or... and have, you know, 10, 15, 20 minutes of, you know, I don't want to deal with that again. Or spend a Mithril coin and port right back to the quest giver. I think that's worthwhile.
I don't. Guild Wars gives you that for free.
Yes, but that's Guild Wars. And there are other games, like Secret World Legends, where the quests are just done. You don't have to go turn them in. They're just done. You control R, get your rewards, move on. The worst thing is you're running back to the hub to go and pick up more quests. So, and free portal if you're a patron or a subscriber, essentially. You can move all over to these certain, waypoints, essentially, for free. Mm. People that play the game for free, though, they have to pay 200 currency, but it's the currency you earn in-game. It's not currency you have to buy. So, there's nothing wrong with that either. Anyway. Nope. I just... Yes. Normally, I wouldn't talk about Devil May Cry. I wouldn't even have suggested this as a topic for the show. Because...
No.
It's literally on my who gives a fuck list for games.
Yes, but it's another company trying to normalize in-game purchases on single-player games.
Motherfucking bingo.
It's wrong.
Absolutely.
And I can tell you right now, if I buy a game and I find out it's a single-player game and it has in-game transactions, I want a refund.
Yep.
I will not stand for that. Period.
Now, I think unless this becomes quickly a normalized thing, I think a lot of companies are going to be looking at Devil May Cry 5 and going, that didn't really work with Shadow of War because they had it right from the start, right?
Right.
And it depressed their initial sales. And Devil May Cry 5 is going to have it right from the start. And they're going to watch and see, are the sales depressed on the actual boxes sold?
I hope it fails. I hope it fails hard, as in massive loss of money for the game manufacturer.
If that's the case, then these other companies aren't going to turn away from the idea. What they're going to do is they'll put out a game. It won't have microtransactions. And then we're talking single player. Then a year or so down the road, they will patch in microtransactions. You know, just, you know, for it's an older game. We got the new one coming in a year or so, but we're trying to revitalize this game. But it's going to cost some money for updates. So, yeah, we're going to put in microtransactions and, try and revitalize things a little bit.
And if they do that, then I'm going to go directly to them and I'm going to bitch. I'm going to bitch long and I'm going to bitch hard. And if they don't remove them, I'm going to say, hey, you changed the rules. This is not the game I purchased. I want a refund right now. For the full price that I paid for this game, I want my money back, and you can shove it up your ass.
But legally, you would have no leg to stand on, as you've had the game for a year.
Doesn't matter. And they changed the game.
Well, you know, then you just set that game aside.
No. No. That's when I make it my life goal to destroy their reputation in every facet that I can. I will go on every damn site I can, and I'm going to bitch. I'm going to complain. I'm going to drag their name through the mud. I will make it my goal to destroy them.
And you wouldn't be wrong. I'm just saying this is what I see coming down the pike. Is this will be their way around. They'll find a way to get the microtransactions in. It won't be from the start, but it'll be eventually.
I'm a mild-mannered person. I'm a kind of a carefree, easygoing type of player. Think about all those players. Those vindictive, vengeful, I mean, the assholes who, for even minor slights, will go out and do what I threaten to do. They do that for the most insignificant things.
Yeah.
Imagine them having to deal with that. Their fucking heads are going to explode. And they're going to drag in everybody they can into their little goal, in their little mission.
Yeah.
And they're not going to fail. I know, because they are the kind of people who get asshats like that one chick from I'm forgetting her name now, from Guild Wars 2. The schmuck developer who got herself fired.
Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Bitched about this one player who politely suggested a change to the way they were doing things.
No, she had made an argument about the way you can't really do good storytelling in an MMO anymore.
Yeah, and I remember that.
He countered her thoughts, so she freaked out.
Yes.
But
call him an asshat, rando, that sort of thing.
Yeah. The thing, though, is in the end, eventually, if game companies are determined to put in the microtransactions, they're either going to go, okay, we're just not going to put out single-player games anymore. We're going to put out single-player games that have a multiplayer aspect, and the microtransactions are attached to the multiplayer part.
Okay, that's fine.
Then
that's
go,
what they want to do. I just won't use their microtransactions.
They'll go, hey, then we're just not going to put out single-player games at all. We'll just put out multiplayer games with microtransactions. And maybe the multiplayer is kind of like, I've never played it, but there's one of the Dark Souls games, and I think it's in the Dark Souls remaster as well, where you're playing what is essentially a single-player game, but your game can be invaded by another player who comes in, they look different, and you have to, they can attack you and try to kill you like a monster.
Oh, yay, that sounds fun.
So your single-player game is now multiplayer. Here's the microtransactions. It's technically multiplayer. Maybe you can buy a way to keep the invasions away. Ooh.
No, thanks. I want my money back.
I just never buy it and play in first place.
Nope.
Like I said, I'm perfectly happy to just play the games I play. You know, I've got my happy dandy little MMOs and games like, Diablo 3 and Doom. I'm fine with that. Doom's like the only freaking first-person shooter game I can think of off the top of my head that doesn't have microtransactions. Yet. There is apparently a new version coming. Anyway, so we've probably kicked that dead horse enough. Any other thoughts?
No.
Okay. Well, then microtransactions suck. And until next time, I'm Scormus.
And I'm Bayless.
Generic catchphrase ending.
Wow, you actually listened to the whole episode? I'm frankly shocked, and have lost a little bit of respect for you, to be honest. But since you are obviously a glutton for punishment, why don't you drop by our new website, scormy.com? It can't be a much bigger time waster than this podcast has been, can it? Actually, yes, it totally can, but check it out anyway.